Conservative Kentucky businessman Matt Bevin has forged a well-traveled path throughout Kentucky in his bid for the U.S. Senate. He says he hears the same concerns among voters across the state.
They're worried about the economy. They're worried about their ability to maintain their own jobs, let alone for their children and grandchildren.
Those are the concerns of Bowling Green, Kentucky voters, such as Brian and Claudia Strau, who are looking for a candidate that can best bring job growth to Kentucky.
Our unemployment rate is still much higher than the national average. It's 7.9% here in March. And so people are looking around trying to ask, you know, what kind of government policies might be conducive to job creation.
Bevin is popular among conservative Tea Party voters who were key to midterm election wins nationwide in 2010 that changed the balance of power in the U.S. House of Representatives. Their concerns? What they see as government intrusion into their lives, especially President Obama's health care reform law.
That as government expands, liberty contracts.
Republican Senate candidate in the Midwest state of Iowa, Matt Whitaker, says 4 years later, conservative voter outrage over President Obama's health care reform continues.
There's probably the number one issue right now on the minds of a lot of voters. Just because it's having a significant impact in people's lives.
But it might not be enough of an impact to draw out as many voters this midterm election cycle, says University of Kentucky professor Al Cross.
I think there is some fatigue among people who are all energized by the Tea Party.
Such as in North Carolina.
Well, we did it.
Where the Republican establishment candidate recently defeated Tea Party rivals to win his party's Senate nomination.
They didn't bet on us.
Yet it's a different story in Nebraska, where Tea Party backing helped Ben Sasse win the Republican Senate primary.
Would you like a pie?
But in Kentucky, despite Tea Party support, Matt Bevin trails incumbent Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in polling, even though McConnell's approval ratings are very low.
McConnell had about the same job approval as Obama in one of the polls early in the race. There's just not a great reservoir of love for Mitch McConnell.
If McConnell does win the primary, the race against his likely Democratic challenger in November's general election could be one of the toughest of McConnell's career.
It matters because he's the leader of the Republicans, and he is the most vulnerable Republican incumbent by far.
It is a seat Cross says Republicans need to win in their national strategy to secure a majority in the U.S. Senate. And it could hinge on whether Tea Party-backed candidates help or hinder Republicans in achieving that goal. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Bowling Green, Kentucky.